This is episode 2352 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. Welcome back to day five of our series we're exploring. This is a week where you are rekindling your purpose in life to give your life more meaning. You have had a challenge this week. Every day you've been challenged to reflect on the meaning in your life and to live your purpose every day, promising not to go to bed at night until you've done something to feel as though you're living your life with more meaning. You don't have to wait until conditions are just right. There will always be things beyond your control, especially these days when there's so much happening, especially with coronavirus. So commit to living your purpose every day, regardless of what's going on in your life. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation to get you started on the process of rekindling your passion. You may have let it subside somewhat, but now it's time to rekindle it and reignite. This is a week of clarity, finding clarity, tapping into your intuition about how you want to be living the days of your life. You might find that it's a series where you could use a little more support, and that is the case more and more often these days of uncertainty. And that's why I want to share with you a resource which I've shared with you before, because I really find that many of you reach out and ask me, is there a resource that you could refer me to? So I now have a sponsor by BetterHelp. BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. And you can find with this online app support anywhere in the world where you live. So as we go through this series, and you might want a little more clarity about anything in your life, even if you've never used a therapist or someone to help or guide you along the way, this might be a time for you to do that. On the BetterHelp app, what I like about it is that you reach out to them, and within 48 hours, you have a counselor at your fingertips. If you find that the counselor isn't a good match, you can always get another counselor immediately. The best part is, like most things these days, all of this is done in the comfort of your own home, so you don't have to travel anywhere. You might want support with depression or stress and anxiety, relationships. Maybe you're not sleeping well. Maybe you're going through some kind of trauma or managing anger, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem, so many areas to need a little support, especially these days. So I wanted to share this resource with you. You get a 10% discount off your entire first month at betterhelp.com. Simply go to BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/daily meditation. So now I want to share with you some wise words of wisdom from Paramahansa Yogananda, who is the author of the classic autobiography of a yogi book. He was one of the first yogis to come from India in the early 1900s. He came to the U.S. and he taught meditation, one of the first meditators to come to the U.S. and share meditation. And he wanted to come to the West because he noticed people have a lot of energy here, and it takes energy to meditate. It's by no means passive. That's why I like to share meditation techniques with you, because they help to bring out that tradition of experiencing meditation in a dynamic way. So I'll be guiding you as you focus on a chakra today, your third chakra right at your stomach. And this has the color of yellow. And it has the element of fire. It has to do with your passions. So it's a great match for finding your purpose and meaning in life. I'll be guiding you through the meditation. I'd like you to reflect on these wise words of wisdom from the book that Paramhansa Yogananda wrote. It's another book he wrote. He wrote many books. This is from Man's Eternal Quest. This is on page 348, and the title is Happiness is a Creation of Our Own Mind. But what is real happiness? He says, if you attained everything you wanted in this life, you would eventually become disillusioned anyway. By analyzing what I saw for myself, that the only pleasure I had in anything was that which my mind gave to it. If I withdrew my attention, enjoyment of an object vanished. Thus I saw that pleasure is internal, a concept of one's mind. The beauty of your most valued possession, which you may be holding in front of your eyes, disappears when your thoughts are absent from it. Only when you put your mind on it do you perceive its loveliness. Therefore, it is reasonable to say that within us and not outside us lies most of the happiness we are seeking. I invite you now to settle yourself down and focus on your happiness, your meaning. And as you calm your mind and body, notice how you're feeling at this moment. Allow yourself to unwind and relax at your own pace. Begin to deepen your perception of joy and peace. Any uplifting emotion, deepen that emotion as you meditate. Feel it absorb you. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, mentally affirm, I live my life with meaning. You might want to do the mudra for this week, intertwining your fingers in front of you, in your lap or at your chest. This is the mudra for enlightenment. Now extend your index fingers upward, pressing them together, and cross your left thumb over your right thumb. The Uttara Bodhi Mudra. Focus on your meaning and purpose. Don't let it slip from your thoughts. If your mind wanders, repeat mentally, I live my life with meaning, and return your thoughts to that which you seek. Reflect on how you can include more meaning and purpose in your life so that you're constantly, consistently focused on this true meaning of what you want in life. Continue meditating, allowing yourself to sit in stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.